Be careful of giving your kids things that will feel to them like entitlements, especially if it's in exchange for being a normal, functioning, contributing member of the team.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here, another episode of 5-Minute Fatherhood. Today we have a fun topic. Should you pay kids for chores? I don't know what Jeremy thinks on this, so this will be a fun discussion, but this was started by Kyle, was a ball, I believe, in the Facebook group. Thank you so much for tossing that out there. The article was awesome, and I think it's just good to discuss these things. I'll start off by saying, before I hear Jeremy's thoughts, I think it's like really just depends on like meeting the needs of your family. I don't think it's one of those ones where there's an inherently right, inherently wrong one, and that there's some like kind of Western evil ideal versus some ancient better ideal. But I do think there is ones that are more wise, or ones that might serve right in general, or have less pitfalls in general. With, you know, entitlement and enabling and some of these other things. Now, we're not totally there yet because we have toddlers right now. But I would say Kinsley and our oldest is certainly at the age where like, yeah, household help is expected, but I guess we just haven't even had, we haven't even thought about like putting the word chore. Like I've never, I guess I'm in a weird spot because, I have thoughts on it, but we also, but I purposely, my thoughts are actually like, here's another way to put it. I don't like the dichotomy. I don't like the dichotomy of like chores for pay or chores for not pay. So I've kind of, we kind of weirdly have opted out of that and just like, I don't like the language. I don't want to even talk about it. I don't even want to consider it. I don't even want to use the word allowance. I want nothing to do with that conversation, which might be weird, but I just think for me, I just don't like it. I don't like the dichotomy. So I'm just like, I want out, right? Like we're a family team. We contribute and we help each other. We also care about money. I want them to learn about stewarding. I want them to have a checkbook. I want them to actually save. I want them to invest. I want them to go bless people. I want them to build businesses. And I want to make sure they understand that if they don't do their job around the house, the family team suffers. Like I want all those to be true. I just don't want to use any of those buzzword languages. Right. So that's kind of how we see it. I know it's weird, but that's kind of how we've done it. So like we're just about to start this thing probably this year that I call money practice. Cause again, I don't like the word allowance. And so I'm just going to call it like MP. And it's like, hey, here's $2 a week. Go practice with it. Go blow it. Go buy Snickers. Go make yourself sick. Go maybe buy something awesome. Go maybe start a business. But I want you to do that with $2, not $100,000 when you're 19 and you take out a loan to go to a college for a degree you don't even think you need.
Right.
So it's called money practice because we're going to practice with our money. And then, you know, I don't even know if we're not going to call it chores. It's like, I'm weird. I don't know if that makes sense what I'm saying with that, but that's kind of how we see it. But what would you say?
No, I think that's, it's like words are powerful, right? And allowance.
Yeah.
Even
has too much baggage on all those ones.
Yeah, it says that I'm entitled to it, right? At some level, it's my
yes.
And so, but I would say, this is always. I like how you started too. I don't think that it's obvious what the right answer is here. I think it's really worth wrestling with this question. And so, just to take a minute to like tease out a few ways we've wrestled with it in the article that Kyle shared. It says, Heather Beth Johnson, a sociologist at Lehigh University who studies families and wealth inequity, aligns more with the Lieber School of chore compensation or lack thereof. Quote, when we pay kids to do things that humans have always had to do as participation in communities and families, it sends them some sort of message that they are entitled to in exchange for these things, as opposed to a message that they're part of a household team. I thought that was cool that she actually used that word that we don't see that in the wild too often, and should contribute accordingly. So I do think this is one area we probably will come down on in terms of a family team's philosophy is that you do have to just be careful of the language you use. And if you do start to tell your children, you will get this much money for these basic, typical household tasks, and you won't get the money if you don't do it, I do think you will likely fall into this trap. And so just to give you guys a couple ideas, this is what we do is that we do give our kids an allowance. I, like Jeff, don't really like that phrase, but I haven't come up with anything better. So maybe money practice, I like that. But we give our kids $1 for every year of age. And we tell our kids, this is not in exchange for household tasks that you're doing. So we sort of try to separate those two things. You don't get docked from your allowance if you don't do a good job with your household tasks. We coach our kids to say, you're a part of this house. You must contribute. And we want you to practice with this money. We want to see how you're going to steward money. And so here's some money that's appropriate for your age, and that we actually have a settle up every Sunday where we actually, our kids come back and report what they did with the money that week. And so they have a ledger that they use, a physical one. So this is how we've been working this out. I like the separation. Now, I do think that it's important to separate this conversation from using money or rewards to train your children during a season of training. That is different, yeah, I think, than what
totally different.
Heather Ball, Beth Johnson's talking about here. She's talking about an ongoing system in which you are giving your kids money in exchange for daily or weekly regular household chores.
Yeah, and that can really 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. And that can really run counter to a team culture. But if you're in a season of training and you want to create a reward so that your kids pay attention to the training, we've done a lot of that. Sometimes we use money, yes. We use movies, we use candy, we use outings, we use lots of things to try to train our kids to pay attention to something for a season. And in that season, I'm saying like for a week or two, then we pull that away once they've succeeded and say, hey guys, you know how this works. Now we need you to really act like team members. And so training is a little bit different, a lot different than an entitlement. Be careful of giving your kids things that will feel to them like entitlements, especially if it's in exchange for being a normal, functioning, contributing member of the team.
Totally. And one last thing I'll say there too, and I think this is actually a little bit more when like teenage years. I remember when I was a teenager, of like uncles or family members of like, hey, and even like in the home, like, you know, kind of like more like special pay for special projects, right? Not necessarily like the dishes or taking out the trash, but it's like, hey, like I need your help. I'll pay you $50 if you come do this all day job with me, you know, in the backyard, or if you do this, like, and I remember actually loving that, and it did incentivize me, and it did make me work hard, and it did make me contribute. And, but that's more of like an honorable work, almost more like adult-like work, if that makes sense. So I think that's a little different. But I think that, so there's a lot of different kind of, it's almost like one of those little like cloud charts where there's the center and then there's a lot of different tangents of ways this can play off differently with training and versus what I just said with like kind of the adult-like work that's not like family household kind of maintaining. And so I think, make sure you're thinking through it through all the lenses, but definitely understanding it of what's appropriate and is it building up a culture of team. Hey guys, we want to personally invite you to our 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. Even if you don't use Facebook, consider jumping into this group because we're creating a community of dads who are learning to coach their family teams on mission. We help answer questions you have about fatherhood, we celebrate wins, we interact with you through exclusive live Q&A sessions, and more. Just go to Facebook and search for 5-Minute Fatherhood, all spelled out, no numbers, and request to join.